Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The Donald Trump, Jorge Ramos dust-up at a press conference in Dubuque, Iowa last night. Let's start there. Ramos, the popular Univision anchor, was unceremoniously removed from the presser when he kept asking questions without being called on. Here's Trump on the Today Show today.
He was totally out of line last night. I was asking and being asked a question from another reporter. I would have gotten to him very quickly. And he stood up and started ranting and raving like a madman.
But Jorge Ramos told ABC he had waited his turn, that two reporters before him asked their questions. He stood up to ask his. And then this happened. It played out live on cable news channels.
Okay, who's next? Yeah, please. Excuse me, sit down. You weren't called. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. Go ahead. No, you don't. You haven't been called. Go back to Univision. Go ahead.
Well, in addition to that, there's the dust-up that's flared up again between Donald Trump and Fox News. So let's bring in NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. And David, your reaction when you watched that exchange?
Oh, it just spoke to the contempt that Mr. Trump has for people who ask him questions that he doesn't want to field and doesn't treat him as a celebrity in a political realm as opposed to a politician running for the highest office of the land who has to take questions, sometimes uncomfortable, sometimes even in the case of Jorge Ramos, a bit hostile. This is him basically saying you don't have the right to ask the question. In his – you know, the way he handled Ramos, you know, you didn't see him saying, I'll get to you next, sir. I'm going to address this reporter's questions first. He said, no, you don't have the right. Sit down. I didn't call for you. Go back to Univision. That's a pretty contemptuous way of approaching a working journalist.
Well, there's background to it, too, because after Ramos was unceremoniously brought out by some of Donald Trump's people, Trump did speak to some of the press there. Some of the press did speak up and say, well, wait a second, shouldn't you be speaking with him? And he said, I don't even know who he is. And then later, when Jorge Ramos came back in the room, he said, I'm suing you, right? I'm suing you and Univision. So he knows who he is. What else is going on here?
Well, he knows exactly who he is. Univision, in the wake of remarks by Trump on illegal immigration, his desire to send back to Mexico, to other parts of Latin America, people who are here without legal status, caused Univision to sever ties over the Miss Universe pageant, which it broadcast to its Spanish-speaking audiences, you know, major, huge part of the American viewing audience. Jorge Ramos is the lead anchor for that network. He is one of the best-known anchors in this country of all anchors, very popular, very powerful, very argumentative when it comes to this issue. He has been somewhat you could say radicalized. He's certainly been activated, and he does a kind of advocacy journalism, holding Democrats and Republicans responsible for promises they've made to create a path to legal immigration status for people who are in this country without legal status, but also to sort of fight back or certainly argue against those who oppose the kinds of path that he would advocate. So Ramos has a different stance than what you might think of from an Associated Press reporter or what a CNN anchor might sound like. But he is taking the kind of world of cable and internet advocacy journalism to a more prominent level because he is such a well-known anchor for his audience.
Well, he responded today to accusations that he's more advocate than journalists. He said you have to take a stand. Some were suggesting this morning, some analysts, that maybe the press corps should have walked out with him. But I just want to ask you in the time we have about the new dust-up with Fox News that had died down and then Donald Trump retweeted again disparaging remarks about anchor Megyn Kelly. And Fox News CEO Roger Ailes wrote a letter out saying, please stop. All the anchors on Fox News did the same. You know, there's some who are saying that Donald Trump was created in part by Fox News. Now maybe he's turning on them.
There's been a mutually reinforcing relationship between Donald Trump and the media, and particularly Donald Trump and Fox News, which has treated him as a figure to be taken seriously. And he has gone after Megyn Kelly and some others, but Megyn Kelly in particular, so hard that Ailes felt compelled as though his own judgment in making Kelly the franchise player of the future for Fox News had been in question. And so Ailes felt, you know, he needed to condemn Trump hard and that you saw what was a coordinated series of condemnations from Fox people who had been silent to that point, more or less, about Trump's attacks. And I think that, you know, on the one hand, that Ailes is used to deference from Republican figures, conservatives. And on the other hand, it serves both of them in a sense. You have rising poll numbers for Trump. You have rising ratings for Fox News and all the other channels that put him on when they talk about Trump. So it's a there's a little bit of a wrestling federation approach to this as well.
Interesting to see how this one plays out with Fox News. NPR's media correspondent David Falkenflik, thanks as always.
You bet.